So yesterday we were in the middle of discussing the giving of a tabas. We discussed yesterday the time of the Ga'inim. Time of the Ga'inim was a time when it became the minhag to get married, to have eris and a kedushin at the same moment in time. And that's why at that point in time the minhag changed from giving kesef, giving a ki'isha money, to giving an isha a tabas. Now there are other reasons why a tabas given. One of the popular reasons tabas is given is because it alludes to the pasuk of Lamarbe Hamisra or Lashalom Ein Kates. This is the pasuk that Yeshaya Hanavi said concerning Chizkiyo HaMelech, authority. Lamarbe Hamisra, to increase authority and peace, there should be no end to peace. This is a bracha that the chassan gives the kala when he marries her by giving her an object that has the tzura of a mem. Now the problem is the ring is not a mem. The ring really is a samach. It's a samach. So the truth is, yeah, there used to be communities where they had special rings that were designated for the tabas kedushin. It was a circle on the inside and a square on the outside. It had some communities, they give it as a gift to the chassan kala for the purpose of getting married. Then when it's over, they give it back. So the reason why the machleket on this is because they want to have the ois as a mesor of the ois of a mem to be merames to the pasik in the pasik lemarbe hamisra lemarbe. The second letter in the word lemarbe should be spelled with an open mem, but it's spelled with a closed mem. It's a very unusual pasik, and that closed mem alludes to the time of Mashiach, where there's going to be an abundance of recognition of Hashem's authority and an abundance of peace. So in order, when the chassan kala has simani milsa, when the chassan marries the kala, we want to allude that there should be a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority, and there should be peace bein ish l'ishtai. So therefore you give an object that has a mem on the outside, in order to remind the chassan kala, when you're getting married, it should be for this purpose. Now the farah over here, he explains a little bit more detail. Very fascinating. When exactly did Yeshaya recite this pasuk? Lamarbe hamisra u'lashalom ein kates. It was after Chizkiyahu got married. What was the mice with Chizkiyahu? He was an old bacha. He did not get married because he saw Piruach HaKodesh that he would have Menashe and Ochoz. Menashe. What?
Menashe and Rav Shake.
Menashe and Rav Shake. Rav Shake. Menashe Rav Shake. And also, he would have also Ochoz. Ochoz came first. First came Ochoz. No! That was his father. That was his father. Menashe and Amon. So therefore, he decided not to get married. Yeshaya came and told him, "If you're not going to get married, the Malchus Dov is going to come to an end." Okay, it's not just that you have to have get married. Puru Revu. It's more than that. You are the last descendant of Malchus Dov. David's lineage is going to come to an end with you if you don't get married. You have an obligation towards David to preserve his lineage to get married. So he said, "What can I do?" He says, "None of your business what's going to happen. You have to do what you're supposed to do. And maybe in order to mitigate the severity of the chaymer, I'll give you my daughter in marriage." I'm saying daughter, granddaughter. So Yeshaya gave Chizkiyahu his daughter in marriage. From that union came Menashe. So he gave, but ultimately it was good because Yoshio came. Oh, Yoshio was the greatest king there ever was. He ultimately came from that. He almost brought Mashiach Yoshio. Okay, fine. So, and at that point when they got married, at that moment is when Yeshaya said the Nevuah, Lemarbe Hamisra Ulashalom Ein Kates. So it's amazing. It's more, not just Tam, the men. Oh, it's a very nice thing. You should recognize the authority of the Melech HaMashiach and recognize the peace of the times of Mashiach. And we're hoping that should come from this marriage. This marriage should lead to it. It's also that this was the bracha that Yeshaya gave Chizkiyahu at Chizkiyahu's chasna. What greater bracha can you give a person? Lamar b'hamishl, sholom ein kates, and you should be Mashiach. From you should come Mashiach. From your descendants should come Mashiach. So when a man marries a woman, you're giving him a bracha. From our seed should come Mashiach. Should come big things. Should come the geula. From our, so the Mela, it's a beautiful thing. That's why to give a ring which is the size, has the tzura of a mem. Okay, now which finger, first of all, what material is the ring? Should it be made from gold or silver? Some say it should be gold, some say it should be silver, some say you make a pshar, you have white gold. Why gold? Gold has the concept, brings with it the concept of silence. I don't know how this works, but it seems that in ancient times, when you wanted to make the spy films, they probably show silencers. You ever see that? When I was a kid, they show you want to shoot someone, you don't make a lot of noise, so you put on a silencer. So a silencer, how does that work? A silencer, I have no idea.
What is a piece that you
muffles?
To the end of the
so how does that silence the noise? How does it work? Whatever it works.
It's a muffler.
It's a muffler. So it seems the best material to use the muffler, believe it or not, is gold. That's what it says. Is that true scientifically? That's what it seems to say. The best material that muffles, that can silence sound, is gold. Noshim dabroniosein. Women have a tendency to talk a lot. When the man marries her, he says to her, now it's time to be quiet. And you give her a gold ring. That's what it says. And he ties into the Gemara. The Gemara says that in Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to put on the Pesach, on the opening of the menorah, of the shofar, gold.
Right.
Why? Because the shofar is to produce sound. That's one time. But the shofar is to produce sound. If you're going to put gold as a decoration, you're silencing the sound. The sound is going to muffle the sound. That's not the purpose. The shofar is loud. Putting gold is going to silence the shofar. There are many examples in the Chazal where we find gold is being used in order to bring silence. This is what it says. On the other hand, kesef, gold is not a good idea because gold is midas hadin. Kesef is better because kesef is kisufim, it's rachamim. Okay, yesh v'yesh, a different minhagim to give gold, silver, white gold, whatever it is. Today the custom is thin. You give in the marriage band, it's silver. It's silver. The minhag is today silver, and there's no design, so there should not be any mistake. There should not be any misunderstanding. If it's, then it should be worth more money than the woman thinks. So it should not be a mekach tos. Okay, next topic. Next topic, I'm just thinking from my mind, is on which finger do you... All right, one more thing. This is of mem v'samach. Mem v'samach, the custom of giving gzuntai, the custom that you have to have in some communities, and especially there's a samach on the inside and a mem on the outside, is also merames on mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hayu imdim. Miraculous. Is that the marriage should be lamala miderech hateva. Al derech hateva, ish v'isha don't necessarily see eye to eye. You need siyat ishmaya. You're looking for miracles. Mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hayu imdim. By the way, how many times does the letter mem appear in the luchos? How many times? 20 in the luchos? How many times does the mem appear in the first luchos? 22 times. What is 22 multiplied by 40? 880. How many times does the letter samach appear in the luchos? 2 times. 120. What's 880 plus 120? 1,000. Mem v'samach shebeluchos hayoyim was a total gematria of 1,000. What is the significance? I don't know. It's up to you. That's up to you. Elaf, it's a full, it represents totality. Totality of miracle. B'neis hayu imdim, it wasn't just a little miracle. It represented the full scope of the miracle. Aleph represents the shlemus. It represents 1,000 is the total letters of the Aleph base. Aleph through Tav is 400. And then Mansapach is 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. And the next letter is Aleph, which is also Aleph. At the end, then you go back to the beginning, it's Aleph. Aleph represents the totality of everything that exists. So therefore, Mem, the Samach, Shebeluchos, B'nei, Sayyidim, which means the totality of miracles. Okay, which finger do you put the tabas on when a man marries a woman? So the woman, when the woman, she wears her marriage band, she wears it on which finger?
The second one.
Second to the last. I don't know this. Second to the last. But under the chuppah, you put it on the etzpa. You put this, and it only goes, it only fits in the top part of the etzpa, right? Because it's too, it doesn't really fit. When one puts on the marriage, it fits all the way down to the bottom, right? To the bottom. Only on the very, very top. Why? Why is that you put it on the right, on the top part? There's a lot of Torah on this. So first, why dafka the etzpa? So number one is ki etzpa elokini. Now I'll tell you, one is a beautiful drush. Let's first go through the drush. A finger represents ki etzpa elokim. Paro said this, it's a miracle. It's lamala miderech hateva. A tabas, a circle, represents teva, nature. That's what, everything in nature, ein meruba b'mase bereshis. Every single thing in nature, in Teva, is circular. The earth is round. The earth goes around the sun in a circle. The moon goes around the earth in a circle. Fruits and vegetables. Every single thing in nature is circular. The orbit, that's the mitzvah of nature. When marriage is the synthesis, the fact that, like this week's parasha, lo yuchal luchal daber davar, me Hashem yotzah hadavar. It's, really? What do you mean, me Hashem yotzah hadavar? You came to the well, you asked the question, you found a girl, she, do you want to marry my, I'm giving you some friends, some gifts. Every single marriage, every single shidduch is really, on one hand, it's natural. You go and you meet someone. A shatran sets you up. Yes, no, it's teva. But deep down inside, you know, Me Hashem Yotza Hadavar. So when you put the tabas on the etzba to create the marriage, it is a statement, it is the synthesis of the miraculous with nature. The tabas is teva, the etzba is nilmala, to be makir. That what appears to be teva, we met each other, we got in contact with each other, we come together, the MS is ki etzba Elokim hi. Okay, that's one drush. Another drush. Why dafka on the etzba? So the answer is, the man is looking at the woman, so he's starting from the right. There are 10 fingers. Woman, put out your fingers. Like, the man's going to pick which finger to put on. So he basically goes, let me explain to you, my wife, which finger I'm putting on. I'm going to look at your fingers. You have 10 fingers. Let's start from my right, which is your left. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Lo yeh lecha Elohim achedim. Zachor es yom ha-shabbos lekadshoi. That's the one that I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. You're mine. Loitinov. I'm not making this up. This is what it says over here. That's what it says. There are 10 fingers corresponding to us. That's why it's a reminder. Loitinov. Okay, that's one time. Another time. If you count the joints of the fingers, there are, how many joints are there? I don't remember. But we're starting, it goes from, let's start, the man looks at her, oh, I got a lot of fingers here. On the pinky, there are three, and the thumb has two. 14? 14. So he starts to count, he looks at it, if he starts on the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, ah! The top of the etzba is 17. 7, what? 70. What is 17? 17 is toiv. Toiv. Matzo isha, matzo toiv. Loi toiv heyois adam levado. Okay, the top. What? The top joint represents toiv. And that's why the union is made by putting the finger on that joint, because that joint is the joint of toif. Okay, a tabas also represents chibur. We all know that. In the Mishkan. The Mishkan was put together through tabos. So therefore, you use a tabas, like you find in the Mishkan, in order to represent the concept of chibur. Let me jump ahead to what I remember. Okay, let's jump ahead to this. I like this one. I'm just jumping around randomly because today's the last day we're going to be doing this. Jumping around randomly, let's talk about the ksuba. The ksuba concludes with the words v'hakoil sharir v'kayam. Right? Why does it conclude with the words v'hakoil? So he writes over here from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. Everything I tell you in this sefer, you know, these are not chassid sheverlach. This sefer, yes, all this stuff over here is all rooted in the biggest of the big. Okay, most of these are even rishonim. Mamash the gedolei achronim. So v'yakol shorir, why did Chazal select that nusach to include the ksuba? So the answer is because that nusach is that though v'yakol shorir v'kayom is b'gematria 888. Wow, 888. I didn't realize that. 3 8 3 8. 888. 888. That's an interesting number. Like 666. That's a very important number. 666. So 888. It's like mamish, like lamalim derech hateva. We got to this point. That kol shorvik hayom. It's 888. It's lamalim derech hateva. The gematria. It's also the gematria. The words ms vms, ms vms with the vav. Ms vms. Why is ms vms? Because that word ms appears in this week's parasha many, many times. By Eliezer. Nechani biderech ms. Okay, the word MS is a very critical word in Shidduchim because it all starts with a lie. Shatchan, sheker, doiver, kesef, noitel. The shin of the shatchan is a little sheker. That's what the Rashi Tevis. But in Shidduchim it's hinchani biderech MS. Mimele hakol shorir v'kayam is 888, b'gematria MS VMS. MS VMS. What is it? I'm sorry then. So I don't know why I thought that.
That's an Olympia.
Okay, but it's still the gematria. Shorve kayam is still checking out. It's still the gematria MSC MS. It's not. It's MSC MS. Why is that all important? Also, it's important because the nusach. Where in the Shmona Esra we mispalel for shiduchim? People ask all the time. Where you mispalel? So it's true that it's all over the place. You can interpret almost every single bracha in reference to shiduchim. My favorite interpretation is atachonein. Ata chonein lo adam das umalame le'enosh vina choneinu me'iticha dea bina v'haska. What's that bracha? Hashem should put into human beings the knowledge to match up people. People who make shatchanim, it's a gift. It's a gift. This person should be matched with that person. That's a divine insight. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis. Shav amalu kol amalba. What are the parts? Well, anyone who, if Hashem doesn't, it's a divine. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yachol who sees the entire world, knows which two people can be matched up. So how does that ever happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to inspire a human being to put the two people together. Or events can happen and things can happen. You can meet someone, whatever it is. There has to be some inspiration. Bina the Haskell, to have that insight into who is meant for who can bring much. And that's one. You can be everything. But one of the important places for himself is the bracha of Al Hatzadikin. Sochor Tov. L'chol habotchem b'shimcha b'emes. Sochar toiv is interpreted in many things. It means children, but also refers to good shaduchim. Because toiv is the key word for shaduchim. Loi toiv heyois adam levado. That's the key word for shaduchim. It's loi toiv, to be alone. Memela, being married, is toiv. When you misspell the same sochor toiv, you're being misspelled for the creation of shaduchim. L'chol haboitchem b'shimcha b'emes. Emes goes ta hin and hin because emes is a hasher hinchani b'derech emes. When you reach the end of the marriage, when you finally come to the shaduchim, you come to the ksuba, and what do you write in the ksuba? V'akol shorir v'kayam. You've reached. This talk is going to be Sochar Tov L'chol Habotchem, the Tefillah of MS, Habotchem Shimcha BeMS. Now Taka, it's come true. When we sign this Ksuba of our Kol Shurbe Kayam, it's Taka MS VeMS. The Habotchem Shimcha BeMS, Asher Hinchani B'Derech MS, all the MS that we've misspelled for, has now indeed come to fruition. Alright, we will stop over here.